Let's review Black's album titled East Atlanta Love Letter. This is the second studio album from Ricardo Williams, an R&B singer slash rapper. He made himself known to the public through his first album, Free Black, an album that is parallel to the number of projects from artists embracing cavernous and ambient trap instrumentation. It's also an album that I had mixed feelings over. On one hand, the album is instrumentally cohesive. On the other hand, you have a singer-slash-rapper that only scratched the surface on the topics of artistic creativity and broken relationships. Now that he's back with a new project, I was hoping that he would be more lyrically thematic and showcase some vocal chops that weren't on the first project. But unfortunately, we're back in the same place of issues I had with his first album, which I will address. But first, let me say that I'm not knocking this current trend of alternative R&B. I like a good chunk of the artists. They have a distinctive sound and style, like FKA Twigs, R. Lamar, or House of Balloons era Weekend, or Echoes of Silence era Weekend. But these artists can set the mood, tone, and nuance for an alternative R&B song or a project, and nuance is something Black lacks in his music. He does succeed in the song Sorry and Switch, I'll give him that. Another flaw is that his singing often comes off as monotone. There is little vocal range. And even with autotune slathered on his voice, he isn't compelling of a singer. He really tests my patience on the song Unfair when he hits the falsetto on the chorus on autotune. I like the melody on the song Let Her Go, but I can't help but think that someone else would have performed on that song much better than him. I like the content and the droopy instrumental on Pretty Little Fears, a song about Black wanting a girl to open her guard up to him. J. Cole has a solid verse on that song. I also like the content on Disconnect, a song about him wanting to patch up a relationship, but he sees that him and his girl don't see eye to eye on anything, and that he is out of his own natural state of mind because of it. The piano instrumental is certainly a standout from the rest of the instrumentals. There are a couple of tracks where he's flexing, but I'm hearing little things that are worth flexing for. On the songs Balenciaga Challenge, Scripture, and Nonchalant, I had to make sure I wasn't listening to Bryson Tiller, another pretentious and bleak singer slash rapper. Balenciaga Challenge is probably the most passable out of the three. Offset is featured on there, and he delivers a decent verse. The song Seasons with Khalid is underwhelming because of how flat their voices are on a track, but the worst song has to go to the title track featuring Future. Just when I thought that maybe Future would bring a different perspective or bring some distinct vocal character, he ends up singing as bad as he did on that Hendrix album last year. Their vocals paired together on the last hook shows no harmony between the two. The subject matter of love-lost relationships is meant to be taken seriously, but he spends some of that time making some light humor, like on Loaded Gun where he says, "F me like you're about to lose your place to the girl next door." Or here's another one, "I treat my D like it's a loaded gun." The final track, Stan, is a less numb and bleak song about his liking of a girl and frames her as a star while he plays the role of the infatuated fan. In a way, it reminds me of Usher's song Superstar, where the star is the number one fan and the number one fan is the star. In a genre that relies on heartfelt conviction, he lacks it in that department. Even though there are artists within the alternative R&B genre that typically don't rely on powerhouse vocals or high energy, it's not like he shows any other strengths. Maybe in writing, but not in vocal styles or gang vocals. The production does the heavy lifting. I know there are fans of R&B music that are tired of R&B singers sounding like rappers and rappers sounding like R&B singers. And I think this is the end result of when you combine a most listened to subgenre of rap music, that being trap music, and pop slash R&B music, you get a hybrid of generic flavor of the month music. I think the phrase too much of a good thing applies here. Innovation is not here. Instead, the album plays its role of blending in the background of today's trends. But those fans deserve more, because this is elevator music. I felt like I was at a friend's house trapped listening to his woe is me commentary about his relationship issues, but I don't get any trace of a human being experience. In fact, his commentary is about as deep as a kiddie pool. This album is for girls that post on social media saying that men ain't this, that, and the third. You probably know someone like that on your timeline. If the short voicemails from that girl on the multiple songs didn't tell you, then I don't know what will. The production saves it from being outright offensive. I give it a light 5.